What is going on, guys? Welcome back to Andrew's Amazon Resale Channel. I hope you guys are all having an amazing day. Thank you so much for tuning into this video. I really appreciate you guys' time, attention, and ears. If you guys are new viewers, newcomers to the channel, I hope you guys gain some value by this video. And also, if you tune into the rest of the videos that I have previously uploaded, I hope that you gain some value and gain some knowledge. And thank you for coming. But if you are a returning subscriber, I really appreciate your guys' time. And thank you so much for the support. And I really appreciate you coming back and watching this video again or watching it for the first time. And I just really hope that you guys gain some value. So let's jump into this shit, guys. I want to talk about Scoutly. And before we get into this video, this is intended for any Amazon FBA book reseller or just a reseller in general who they have bought a Bluetooth scanner or they're thinking about it and they want to do some pre-planning and look at the applications that they're going to be using prior to getting the KDC 200 or the EYOYO or whatever type of fucking scanner you're going to get. By the way, if you guys don't know what scanner you want, I do have a video on that. Link is up there, so go check that out. But this is pretty much just basic knowledge on the application and how it works and how it's set up. And I made this video for the purpose of anybody who is, you know, either they've picked up a Bluetooth scanner and they need to learn how this works because this is the cheapest application that you can purchase, or you are like me and you want to pre-fucking plan what app you're going to get, how it works. You want to see everything before you pick shit up, which is how I roll. And you're like me and you can't also wait. You just want to, you know, learn the shit real fast. Then I recommend that this is for you as well. So you will learn everything about this application. Okay, so let's jump right into this. You guys are going to be able to see my screen in a second and we will go from there. Alrighty, so here we are. We're in my phone now, as you guys can see, and this is the main menu you're going to pull up on when you're starting up the application, okay? So this is what you're going to come up to. You have download database, and to the right of it, profit triggers, then scout, menu, settings, account. I'm not going to click on account. These are some basic ones, okay? Download database is super basic. You go there to download the database, okay? If you have the mode where you can download the database, then or you have the plan that we'll talk about in a little bit, then you will obviously be able to download it. I don't, so I don't download it, right? But that's one of them. Next is another one is account. That's very, very simple. It just shows you your username and your password and your ticket or whatever that allows you to log in. I'm not going to show you that because that's my personal information. But yeah, you get what account does. So we've got the two corners knocked out. Now let's go. Scout is obviously a super, super easy one. You guys have seen me use this before in other videos that I have showing you how this application works. If you want to see those again, they're up in the top right corner, so go ahead and check those out. But we know what that does, right? Now, to get back to the main menu from here, everybody, because you don't see the back button or whatever, it's this button over here on the bottom left next to the camel one, that one that I just tapped. It will allow you to go back to the dashboard, okay? Just so you know, because I didn't figure that out for a while. So that is the basic ones. Now we're going to get more in depth and we're going to go over other things that I want to talk about that are very important in this application that I feel like you should know. First things first, we're going to jump into the settings. Okay, settings is very simple. We'll go down the line. Use profit trigger. Obviously, you want to use profit triggers. Classic view. I like classic view. The three column pricing display. This is just a bunch of different. I'm going to go through and explain some of them. If they need explaining, but this is just very simple, like cosmetic looks on the application, choosing how you want it to look, how you feel best fit. This is all preference based, but I just want to run through this with you. So you're going to have profit based on FBA. Yes, we want that. Disable bird view. I don't. Merchant fulfilled. No FBA and trigger. I have that on, but I don't even use it. Merchant fulfilled. So I don't use that. It doesn't even really, like, I could turn it off and it wouldn't even matter to me. So live on second check, I don't know what this means. I don't use it. Display average sales rank. Of course I want that. Check restriction on DB. If you guys do purchase database mode, then you'll want that. So that way you can check whether or not you're restricted on that item or book. So that's very important. Disable sound. Yes. I don't want things talking while I'm scanning. Auto show FBA page. No, I don't have that on. I don't want them to pull up anything. I just want to see all the data. Advanced plus basic triggers. We're going to talk about those later because you see two different trigger things at the top and right there. So we're going to go through those as well, and I'm going to explain those later on. Triggers is going to be a whole section of this video, so that's like a huge thing. Next is show item condition. Okay, so yes, I want them to show me whether or not it's the U next to it will be used. V will be very good. Or VG is very good. G is good. A is acceptable. LG is like, or LN is like new. So Yes, I want them to show me the condition, and yes, also show reject letter. Add to buy list. I'll explain this in a little bit. It's when you pretty much, I'll explain it right now real quick. When you scan an item, you can choose whether or not you're actually going to buy that item, and if you do, it will go into a buy list, which I will show you in the other settings, in the actual, you know, I think it was menu. I'll show you where that is, and you could see that and email it to yourself, which is very nice if you have book sourcers and things like that. This app is like purely amazing if you're going to hire, like, you know, people to book source for you, so we'll talk into that a little later. Next is fast open FBA. I have that closed. Bright screen and lock, I have that closed or off. Use list price live only. Yes, I definitely use list price. Hidden mode, that's if you want to have a VA, you can literally hide it so they'll only see the sales rank and whatever triggers you set up for them. Huge. I'm gonna make a video on that because it's very, very important, and I have that set up and I can show you guys a fuck ton of shit on that. Another enabled triggers swipe over, so you need to have all three of these enabled. I just want to tell you that right now, and we'll go into how it works and stuff like that, like I said, either later on in this video or another video, right? Next is display color rank. Display rank color, I'm sorry. Yes, I have that on because I have colors set up. Also, letter for condition, yes. Use camera, yes. Shake to open camera, yes. Internal browser, yes. Of course, I'll use those. All this is, the rest of it's very, very simple, guys. Very simple. Next, we're going to get into, that's the settings, by the way. It's very, very easy, right? You've seen what all of my stuff was, and I explained pretty much the important ones and what you needed to know. All profit triggers need to be turned on in order for the profit triggers to actually work. So just, you know, please be aware of that. But next, now we're going to go into the actual fucking menu, right? Download, that's if you want to download the database. Data test, so you can test whether or not it's actually working. You know, it's very, very simple. Operating mode is pretty much, okay, so this is one thing I do want to talk about, okay? So there's database, NF, MR, and LV. Database, obviously, you have to have the plan, which is $49 a month to use that, and you can download it. You could do database if the live is not found. So if it can't find it on live, then you can obviously, it will go to the database as backup, and it will find what you have downloaded if it's in there. MR, database, live on not found or buy. So again, same thing, if it doesn't find anything, it's going to go back to the database. But if it can't, like, if it doesn't have anything, if it doesn't even have anything where you can either buy it or sell it, then, you know, it's definitely going to go refer back to the database, because if it can't even pick it up that you can buy it as a customer, then it's definitely not going to be on there for a listing, you know what I'm saying? So therefore, it's going to refer back to the database. And then I have live only because I am cheap and I only like paying $10 a month, and I have good service in my area, so I don't have to worry about it, right? I don't need the database mode, to be honest with you. It's not just me being cheap, it's practicality. If you really don't need the database mode, do not spend the $49 on database mode, okay? If you have good service everywhere you go to Goodwills, you go to libraries, and they're all good service, don't buy database mode. It's not worth it. Save the fucking money and put it towards books or put it towards your fucking inventory. That way you can flip it, make more. So anyways, profit triggers, we're going to go through those in a different video. This is already getting too long, so I want to keep it pretty short. We'll go with those in a different video, though. Next is buy items list. So remember how I told you you could buy items? You can hit that buy item. You can. There's a cart next to the title when you scan a book, and you can hit that, and it will put it into this list right here, okay? We'll put it into that list, and when it does, you can then go over it, see all of them, and you can, boom, hit email that list to yourself, and you're Gucci Louis V. You now have every book that you sourced and purchased now in your email. It's beautiful. It's fucking amazing. It's A1. I love it. Summary. This gives you a summary of overall, like, your entire like lifespan on scanning this until you hit reset. So there is that. History and watch list, you can put books on history and watch list if you'd like. This shows you other applications that they use. Lock screen, I don't even mess with that. Settings will take you directly to where we just were in the settings. Account, it will show you the same stuff that the account tab in the beginning dashboard will show you. Advanced triggers and basic triggers. Now, this, we're going to get into the triggers in a whole nother video because it's already taking too long, but the point is that this is where you find the basic, because there was one at the top of settings that said profit triggers enabled, and you have to enable it. And then there's one where it says advanced and basic triggers, and in whether or not you want to enable it or not, you need to enable that as well. I tested a lot of shit, I tested the fuck out of this. I'll tell you about it in the video where I talk about profit triggers, but I tested the fuck out of this. So I know, please listen to me when I tell you I know what I'm trying to tell you is true, and it works. This is an updated ass video. There's not a lot of videos on FBA Scout that are really going over, or Scoutly, that are really going over this in depth like this. So I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I've tried it. I've tested the fuck out of it. I've also been using this application for fucking 3-4 months now. So I really know how this works now, okay? I'm really understanding the fucking full basic knowledge on triggers, okay? So please, when I tell you that we will go over those and that's very important, it is very, very important. Next is pricing display, okay? So you can choose the pricing display and how the columns look, okay? This is how mine is set up. If you guys want to copy it, you can. If not, no biggie. But this is just how it works. And you guys see this when you guys scan books and you'll have the price columns, right? You'll have all the offers, so you'll be able to see that now. You'll be able to manipulate those. Next is the sales rank color. Remember how I told you you can display the rank color? Here's how you do that. So you go into here. Anything under a million for me is excellent. Anything above a million for me is okay. So that's what these mean right here, right? Actually, this should be changed. I'm sorry. Right here. 3 million is okay, and I have triggers set up for the reason why that would be okay. So that's how you set up the sales rank color, and then that's it. Very, very simple. The rest of it is it's not even needed to go over. So guys, we've completely ran out of time. Okay, I want to make a separate video on the profit triggers because I want to give you that in full, give you all of the knowledge, and this is already long enough. I don't want to keep you guys any longer. So tune in to the YouTube channel every day. You guys will see whenever I upload a video, and hopefully it will be the profit triggers video you guys are looking for. It's not going to be later than a week, so just expect it within the week, okay? That's why I'm saying stay tuned. I wouldn't tell you to stay tuned for a month and not stay tuned. So stay tuned. It will be coming within the week. I will definitely make this for you guys. I really want to show you guys how this profit triggers work. Thank you so much for tuning into this, though. I really hope that this gives you some value. I really hope that you learned the basics on how this works, and when we get into profit triggers is really where the core of the fucking value is for this platform, or for this application. I'm sorry. You guys will really be able to see how it works and how I manipulate it. So I just really, really can't wait to bring that to you. But thank you so much for tuning into this one. It means a lot to me. If you guys did get some knowledge, if you guys did learn something, smash the shit out of the like button. Let me know you guys enjoyed in the comment section below. Also, you smashing the like button helps YouTube know that this video brings fucking value, okay? It needs to be seen by other people, and that will let YouTube know that. Also, subscribe to the channel and smash the bell on the right. That way you're notified whenever that Profit Triggers video goes live on the channel via push notifications. Thank you guys so much for watching. I'll see you guys in the next video.